Hello, everybody. Welcome you in the studio. My guest from the American International School of Budapest. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Okay, my Fozaka students. Hi.
Hi.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Well, David has got a sore throat, but you should speak up a little bit.
Okay.
Right. The host and hostess. Hi.
Yeah,
how are you doing? And we've got two special guests. Anita.
Hi.
And
Chaffee.
Hi.
That's a nice name, Chaffee. And you are puppeteers, aren't you?
Yes.
And if I ask you to help me, would you help me?
Yes, we do.
Right,
of course.
Fine. I asked everybody to bring in the studio a couple of stuffed animals, dolls you used to play with. Okay? Could you show your dolls and stuffed animals and thing? Katie, yours look pretty old. How did you used to play with it? Did you used to beat it?
No.
No? Did you used to talk to it?
Yes.
Did it talk back?
I think so.
Yes.
I hope so.
So what did you do with it?
Well, I used to sleep with it, and I sucked.
You said again?
Well, like, I went to bed with it.
Right.
I would go to bed with it.
Right.
And we would sleep together.
Right. And not any longer.
No.
No. Okay. Did it have a name?
No.
No name. Rudy, did it have a name?
No.
How did you used to play with it?
I don't know, just kick it around.
Kick it around? It's not very nice. Katie?
Alex.
Alex.
Okay.
So how did you used to play with it?
Yeah, see, mine can talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know it can talk back.
See, it can do stuff because it's like a puppet.
Oh, and you talk to it?
No, it talked to me.
And what did it say?
I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, can I see your puppet? Oh,
Casper.
What can it do?
Casper.
David?
This is Casper, the friend of ghost, and I used to imitate flying, and its eyes illuminate in the dark.
Can you show it now?
I don't think so.
No batteries. Okay. Judy?
Well, he's Charlie, a monkey, and I got it from my brother when he was born because my parents didn't want me to be jealous.
Okay.
And I didn't do anything else but just help him get on and take off his shirt because he has a shirt.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Amisha?
Okay, I got it when I was born, and I really enjoyed playing with it because if you push the belly, it beats like this.
Oh.
And I really enjoyed scaring people with this.
So you scared people?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear that we're going to talk about puppets and puppetry, and here are a couple of words. If you know them in English, you're more than welcome. If you know them in Hungarian, that's beautiful. Színtársulat?
No, I didn't.
A legapróbb részletekig. Wow. Kézügyesség. Bábkormány. Protekciót vesz igénybe. Dróton rángat valakit. So wonderful, wonderful names. And, you know, when I was a kid in primary school, I used to entertain my classmates with a stupid game, and they used to laugh their heads off, and the teachers were very, very angry with me. So I'm going to show you three little scenes. I'm going to play with my hands, and your job is going to be to identify the characters in each scene. Sometimes my hands are animals, sometimes an animal and a person. Okay, so here we go. I need this black table and a little bit of concentration, so I'm practicing a little, okay?
Right. Sir?
Thank you very much, it's very kind of you.
Right.
So here comes the first. Scene one.
Oh
my God. Scene two. Scene three. That's it. Thank you. I don't need it any longer. Right. So coming back to the poem, you might remember the first scene. Okay? I just help you a little bit. What was it? If you've got any idea, please.
Spider.
No.
Scorpion.
No.
Spider.
No idea?
No.
Anybody can help me? Okay, I must help you then. This was a horse. And this was a rider. So want to make the horse, right. Wanted to make the horse go. Okay, what about the second one? Ideas?
Hunter and duck.
Yeah. Say it again, David.
Hunter and a duck.
This was the hunter and this was a duck or a kind of bird. Very good. And the third?
Two dogs.
Say it again.
Two dogs.
Two dogs. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, let me turn to you. Was it puppetry?
Yeah, it was. It was really good. You can use your hand, and if you show something with your hand, like an animal, you want to show the animal or the body, person, and everybody will understand it is, so it's kind of puppet.
So do you think this is puppetry about? I mean, this was a horse, my hand, and then it was an animal, it was a bird, and then it was... So was it puppetry that your imagination flows
You
all
should
the
use
time?
Your imagination and your fantasy, but... If you are going on the right way to show it, the really typically form and the techniques and movement of this kind of animals or people, I think we will understand.
Anita and Chafi, would you please come here? And I don't think we need this table. Okay, and I would like you to show a couple of techniques.
Okay.
Will you? And while showing them, would you just talk what they are?
So the first one is the king. Now I have to tell you the first puppet is Olaf from the Hungarian Budapest Puppet Theater, Olaf is puppet. And this is a king, and the technique is Vajang, maybe that you were talking about, because he's standing on a stick and we're moving with other two sticks, like this one.
And the colors are very nice, right?
Yes, and you should know it, the puppet always uses the really typically face of the body or the person that we want to show it. So it's a king. And you can see the colors and dresses is really, really lightly, really...
Eye-catching.
Yeah, like that.
Thank you.
The movement is...
How about the next puppet we have? Chafi is holding it.
It's also from the Budapest Puppet Theater and it's...
La, 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 la,
it's from the Tündér Lala. La. And it's a stick puppet.
Right, thank you. The third one?
The third one is we use in a black theater. We use the black dresses inside, on the body, and we moving behind the puppet, and it can move like a human, touching the faces and everything, and it can.
So it's like a glove, right?
Yeah, like that, and it can sit and look around.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one, please. Yeah, it's like Vitéz László, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, similar.
Like what's the original name for it? Is it Vitéz László or no?
Yeah, it's similar with Vitéz László, it's Petrushka. It's a Russian one. It's a hand puppet, really colorful, and he's always make funny things.
And I think he fights all the time.
And he fights all the time, and usually they play on the street. It's an air theater.
Open air theater.
Open air theater.
Right.
That's right.
And we have the last one.
We have the last
seems
one.
Seems to be the biggest.
But I should have to chop it too.
Okay.
To put on her.
Give me.
Yep.
Right.
Put your hand on it.
Yeah, but I didn't see nothing.
No, you have to turn your body to this one. No.
Of course.
And your hand.
Well, it's got a very interesting face, isn't it? I mean, look at both of us. Look at this.
Ah. Oh, hi.
My name's Victor.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Okay, thank you very much. Great. Thanks a lot. And what we are going to do now, you are going to watch something without sound. And my question is, what is the technique like? And what is the performance about? So we've been talking about gloves and sticks. And what is the technique here? And what do you think the performance is about? Shall we have it now, please? Okay, so what is the technique like, Judy?
Marionette, aren't they?
Yes.
And they were, I think, dragons, maybe.
Who agrees, dragons? Okay, so now we are going to watch this with sound. And this was the Huangzhou Marionette Theater from China. Okay, and now we are going to watch the same bit, but with sound. And my question is, what does the troupe try to reenact? The troupe, a couple of singers working together, okay? So what do they want to reenact? And the other question is, this is for you, my physical students, what is this performance about? Okay, so shall we have the next one, please?
The Huangzhou Marionette Theatre has been ringing in the Chinese Year of the Dragon in London with a tumbling, juggling and acrobatic show of puppet prowess. The troupe from China's Fujian province maneuvers the marionettes to reenact some of China's most ancient folk stories, festivals and traditions. Here, the Chinese puppeteers perform their own version of the lion dance to drive away bad spirits. It's a ritual that began nearly 2,000 years ago, as far back as the classic art of puppetry itself.
Okay, so what does the troupe try to reenact?
To reenact some of the old folk tales of the Chinese.
Folk tales, festivals, and traditions. Very good. And what about you? I mean, your question was to, what is the performance about? Judy, you remember this?
Renewing some kind of...
I can't hear you.
Renewing some kind of tradition.
Ritual.
I don't know.
Not really.
Would you say it?
To scare away spirits.
Yes. It was the traditional lion dance to drive away the bad spirits. So it was pretty scary. Okay? Right. Now, the next bit, my physical students, when do many students in China start to learn the craft? Now, craft is something, it's a job, it's an activity, traditional activity, and you need to be very skillful with your hands. So your question is, when do they start studying it in China? And you from the American International School, why is it extremely difficult to be a Chinese puppeteer? Okay? Please, the next one.
Many students in China start to learn the craft from the age of 12. At the Huangzhou Marionette Theatre, more than 30 puppeteers choreograph with the puppets' movements while singing to the tunes of a full Chinese orchestra.
Right, I think you could catch that. Say it again, please.
At the age of 12.
At the age of 12. And your question was? You couldn't remember the question?
Why is it difficult?
Did they talk about it?
Say it again.
They have to sing and choreograph all these dances.
Yeah, right? Simultaneously, they have to choreograph with the puppets and also sing to the opera, to the tune of the opera. I mean, I think it's pretty difficult. Now, how about this in Hungary? Do you have to sing and choreograph at the same time?
Yes, we have to. Yeah.
So you have to be a good singer.
Yeah, you must be a good singer if you, and you have to use your voice very much, so you need to change the voice. You know, every puppet has a different kind of character, so it's really good if you have a nice voice to use it. That, and also sometimes you can find out the characters or the choreographies for the puppet.
Right. So it's the same. It's the same with the European.
It's similar.
Tradition.
It's not same. It's similar.
So you have to sing. You have to talk. You have to play with your voice, not just with movement. Right. Okay. Fine. the next bit, please. And the question is to you, what are the characteristics of Chinese puppets? And I would like you to listen to the parts of the body that are mentioned, okay? And your job is, what takes 20 years? Okay? So the next one, please.
Each Chinese puppeteer has 14 to 36 strings connected to its head, shoulders, waist, hands and feet. And it can take a puppeteer 20 years to learn to expertly manipulate them all to minute detail. In Britain, there are fewer strings, so the marionette's movements are less intricate.
Okay, so I can see Judy is busy thinking. So what okay, first of all, how many strings?
36.
14 to 30 something. So yeah. Fantastic, isn't it? You have to manipulate all those strings. And what else?
The head, shoulder, waist.
Would you stand up and show? So would you turn to that way and...
So the head, the shoulder, the waist, and the legs maybe?
Feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Head, shoulders, waist, hands, and feet. Okay, thank you very much. And and what takes 20 years?
How to manipulate them to,
and this is a very nice word at the back, how to manipulate them to minute detail. So like just one movement like this, and a little bit. Is it very difficult to manipulate a marionette puppet?
Yeah, it is. It takes time to be a really good marionette.
And did you spot the difference between the Chinese marionette puppet and the European one? What is the basic difference? Because we are going to watch that.
You know, I mean, it was talking about lots of
strings.
And it's up to you. If you use the lots of it, maybe you can move it more than the body. If you use the other kind
except
of
except what they
what,
need.
Yeah, what would you like to show it and what would you like to move it on the body?
Right,
not too much different because it's the same puppeteer.
Right. So. Now you're going to meet a British puppeteer. His name is Christopher Leith, and he's been a puppeteer for 30 years. And now he is studying Chinese marionette puppetry. And he's talking about the difference between the Chinese and the European marionette puppets. And that's your task to find out what the real difference is. So the last bit, please.
In England, I think we tend to work a lot from the control of the puppet. And we use the control a lot. But in China, they seem to use their fingers a lot. And they have many more strings than we usually do, and they use the fingers to take groups of strings and use them in a expressive way. That's a challenge for me because I'm not trained to work that way. So it's dexterity of fingers maybe I'm learning perhaps with the strings.
Right, so Katie, what is the basic difference between Chinese puppetry and European puppetry, as far as marionettes are concerned?
Right, well, in Chinese puppetry, they tend to use their fingers a lot more to manipulate the strings. And in more European puppetry, they tend to use the controls, as they called it. So, like, the wooden staff at the top to
right.
help control.
Right, and this guy said that he's learning dexterity. What would you call dexterity? How would you define this word, dexterity?
Movement and flexibility, kind of?
Yeah, how you're able to manipulate your hands, to be very, very clever with your hands. So if you use this marionette and all those strings, you need dexterity. Mm-hmm. Okay, got that?
Yeah, we
got right.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked up the dictionary and I found a couple of expressions in connection with puppetry. And to my horror, they are all in a negative context. Like, because we have a couple of phrases on the projector, and they are not very nice, and I've been wondering why. Puppet government. What's a puppet government? David?
I think an easily influenced.
Will you speak up? Try and speak up.
Okay, I think it's an easily influenced government.
Yes, Katie?
Like the government is at the head, and that kind of has control over
control
the people.
Over everything.
Right.
And they have them like on a string.
It's a government controlled by a more powerful country mm-hmm. or organization. So you have a government in a country, but it's not really independent. Somebody else, another country, manipulates it. That's a puppet government. You got that word in Hungarian? Bábkormány, that's it. It's not very nice. You can say puppet regime, puppet government. And it's negative, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very negative. Now here we go, the other. Pull strings. My Hungarian students, if you know what it means, put up your hand. Pull strings.
To use some kind of influence.
Speak up, please.
To use somebody's influence who can be helpful for you.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
You know this expression, pull strings? Katie, what would you say? How would you define it? Pull strings.
To pull strings. I don't know. It kind of depends on the context that it's used in. It's like,
but it's definitely negative. I mean,
yeah.
You use your influence. You
make somebody.
It's
use
like using not really using yeah. ways that you shouldn't really
yeah.
be.
You know important people. You know important yeah. people, and you ask them or you make them do what you want them mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah.
And in Hungarian,
protect
you, pull strings. And again, it's not very positive, if you come to think about it. It's very negative. No?
Yeah.
You should agree.
Very negative.
It's an educational program, so you should agree.
No, it's not very negative in English, though. I don't
no?
No,
you
no, it's just kind of like, I pulled strings, it's just kind
yeah.
of
to try to get something.
It's not really such a big deal.
Right, and we have keep somebody on a string.
Keep them dangling.
Say it.
Keep them dangling, like to leave them like loose and like not really give them a definite answer.
Oh, but also to keep someone on a string is to have them like tag along all the time,
yeah.
like to use them.
Okay, so
like,
the
telling master. Her what to do and
yeah, the definition is to be able to make somebody do whatever
yeah.
you want
them to
him or her to do. So keep somebody on a string. I mean, I would like you to think about it.
Like,
do you keep your daddy on a string?
No.
Does your dad do what you want him to do?
No.
Not always.
Okay. Put up your hand if you keep anybody on a string.
Maybe not intentionally.
Yes, Rudy?
My little sisters.
Little sisters? By force or?
No, just like, you know, I always tell them, go get me this, and they would. But it's not like, I'm not taking advantage of it or anything.
Uh-huh,
just
because
like, yeah, not at all.
Because you're very nice, right?
Yeah.
Good. And you, I mean, your dad, no?
No.
No. No, nobody. What a pity. And you, at the back, do you keep anybody on a string?
No.
Never. Never? What is it in Hungarian, by the way, to keep someone on a string?
Dróton
rángatni valakit. Okay. Now, may I ask my guest to come out and show... Oh, we have a marionette figure. A puppet. Would you come out and take it off? And could you say something about this puppet? Right?
So it's a European kind of,
yeah.
not a Chinese one.
I think you should come this way.
Yeah, okay.
Anybody
mm-hmm.
Can
mm-hmm.
Stand
no, you can come also.
Yeah.
You can say you can walk, turn around the faces, go to sunlight.
Being attacked by the pup.
Yeah.
Like
right? Would you come back? Would you come back a little bit? Yeah. And I think...
It can turn.
Can it lie down?
Yeah, of course.
And Anita, whose puppet is it?
It's Emesh's grandfather's puppet.
Congratulations. I mean, he made it, or...?
He's my teacher. He's a really good puppeteer in the puppet theater. And, yeah, half of it he made it, because maybe he was a designer to what kind of puppet he needs, so...
Okay, so would you say thank you to your grandpa?
I will.
Okay. Mm. And does anybody want to try out this marionette puppet? David?
Okay.
Okay. Right, just one or two steps.
Yeah.
As you can see... This
or you can sit down if you like.
No, just stand here and try
you
to...
You should put your fingers to here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. And just turn.
And I think the puppet should
yep.
should walk.
Wow!
I can't believe
wow.
that.
Triple move.
First step.
And also the hand.
The first step.
Yeah. Maybe you can sit down if you like. Can you do?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. I think this we have just experienced the start of a career. Have you ever considered being a puppeteer? Not yet. Okay. But if it's fun, thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
And I think we should check the words just in 1 minute, very quickly, if we can. So, Szintársulat?
True.
True. Everybody please, true.
True.
Great. And then, a legapróbb részletekig. To minor detail, that's a good word, isn't it? To minor detail, right? Kézügyesség, dexterity, excellent. And we have bad formány. Puppet government. Good. Two more. Protekciót vesz igénybe.
Full strings.
Full strings. And drótorángat valaki. Keep somebody on a string. Thank you very much and see you next week.
Ökök által római tanulmányútra jelöltek közül kiválasztották az ügynököknek alkalmas személyeket, vagy az egyházi elhárításnak dolgozó ügynököket hálózati úton beajánlották a püspököknek, akiket az állami egyházügyi hivatal engedélyével küldtek ki tanulmányaik folytatására.
Hitvallók és ügynökök. Titkos szolgálata határon túl. Róma. Vasárnap 16:25 kor az M2-n.